The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is out with an updated count for Pacific walrus. The agency estimates that there are a minimum of 129,000 animals in the population, but says the new number can't be compared to past counts. The massive undertaking was a collaboration between the U.S. and Russia. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The survey took nearly a decade to finish and included intricate techniques that had never been used to count walruses before. Dr. Susan Speckman is a wildlife biologist at the agency who helped lead the study. She says it feels great to have the count complete.
It's turned out to be a much longer and much more complicated process than any of us had thought when we first, began. And so we are very happy to have it behind us.
The last Pacific walrus count occurred in 1990. Biologists estimated there were about 200,000 animals at the time, but they say the new and old numbers aren't comparable because the counting techniques were so different. Human observers used to count the animals from airplanes. This time, the agency developed a thermal imager that could spot warm walruses against their icy backdrop. It scanned sections of the ocean several miles wide from a plane that flew at 21,000 feet. Biologist Doug Byrne helped develop the technique.
And not only did it cover that large area, but it was very reliable when it would detect the walrus by their body heat. And it was also an unbiased estimate of how many walrus were in the group. Earlier studies had shown that different observers would sometimes overestimate or underestimate the number of walrus in the group, particularly large groups, are very difficult to accurately estimate.
The new number isn't as precise as biologists were hoping. It has a large margin of error, partly because weather prevented surveys in some of the walrus's range. But the actual number biologists came up with may not be as important as what they learned about the animals along the way. Dr. Speckman says that was one of the great successes of the project.
This really brings walruses kind of back on the radar, if you will. So Fish and Wildlife Service is now more focused on walruses. There are environmental issues going on now that's bringing a lot more attention to walruses. And I don't view this as an ending point. I really view it as a starting point for a species that really hasn't been given the attention it probably deserved for the past 20 years.
One of the most interesting things biologists learned is how much time walruses spend in the water. For the first time, the survey accounts for the animals that aren't resting on the ice floes at any given time. Biologists put satellite tags on walruses to determine how much time the animals are typically swimming. Dr. Speckman says the data was eye-opening.
The model showed that they spend approximately 83% of their time in the water. And I was impressed with that. I really thought they spent more time out of the water than that. But interestingly enough, I had the opportunity to travel to Gamble and Savunga on St. Lawrence Island and present some of our results to the people who hunt walruses. And they weren't surprised by those numbers at all. That was pretty much right in the neighborhood of what they would have expected.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering whether to list walrus under the Endangered Species Act because their sea ice habitat is disappearing. The Center for Biological Diversity sued for the review. Rebecca Novlin is a staff attorney with the group. She says she's disappointed the current walrus count isn't more accurate, but she says an exact number isn't necessary to determine the health of the species.
Even without a really accurate count, I think the science is pretty clear that the sea ice is melting and they are losing their habitat. So even without knowing exactly how many walrus there are, it's pretty clear that they're in trouble.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will release its decision on whether to list the walrus next fall. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.